A Palestinian bomber killed himself and wounded at least five others in a food stand in downtown Jerusalem today. It was the first bombing in the city in more than a month. In the West Bank, two Jewish settlers were killed in a village south of Nablus. Palestinian factions have vowed to avenge the killing of a Hamas commander and Palestinian civilians in Gaza last week. For their part, Israeli officials say they are looking for ways to ease tensions in the region. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
The Yemenite falafel shop is something of a landmark in this neighborhood, offering the Middle Eastern fried chickpea sandwiches to hungry Israelis, foreigners, and sometimes Arab Israelis going to or from their jobs in the city. Eyal Mabari stands outside the charred stand and tells reporters that business was slow in the heavy heat of the early afternoon. Eyal used to work at the stand, but today he was just visiting his father, who owns the place. Eyal said they had just served their only customer a falafel sandwich and gone back into the kitchen when it happened.
You know, out of nowhere, a lot of smoke, a lot of blood. Then I saw a lot of blood. One guy, the guy who was eating the falafel, came running through us, I mean, with all his blood in his head. Then I understand, like, there was like a suicide bombing or something. I stepped outside and I saw like it was all crushed and everything.
Police identified the bomber as a 17-year-old Palestinian from Beit Jala. Jerusalem police spokesman Kobi Zrihan discounted one early theory, that the bomb exploded prematurely. He believes the bombing would have been much worse in a much more crowded area, were it not for an alert police officer.
We suppose that it was exploded, but the fact that he saw a police officer prevented him in getting to other place.
There were three deaths in the West Bank today. Two settlers, brothers from the settlement of Tipuach, were shot and killed by Palestinian gunmen in Jamain, a Palestinian village under Israeli security control. The army said it was searching for the killers. In the settlement of Itamar, a Palestinian stabbed a settler. The Palestinian was killed. The settler survived the attack. The bombing and the shooting were both claimed by the Al-Aqsa Brigade, linked to Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement. Arafat condemned the suicide bombing. In the West Bank city of Nablus, residents defied the Israeli military curfew for the third straight day. An army spokesman said the military was aware of the violations and was considering how to respond. Israel said the first installment of frozen Palestinian Authority tax and customs revenue was headed for a bank account controlled by the new Palestinian finance minister. The transfer of a small portion of the money is a step toward easing the conditions of residents of the West Bank and Gaza Strip. It's also a test case for the Palestinian promises of a new transparency in their financial dealings. Israeli Defense Minister Benjamin Ben-Eliezer says he'll be meeting with Palestinian security officials to explore the possibility of some kind of troop pullback.
The level of the escalation reached to that point, I call it the boiling point, that everyone should be interested to bring it down if both sides are interested.
At the moment, Israel remains on alert and suspicions are running high. The Haaretz newspaper reported that a new immigrant from Morocco was shot by an Israeli official's bodyguard who suspected the man was a terrorist. The man was leaving Hebrew class when he was attacked. He was taken to the hospital with 14 bullet wounds in his back. He was listed in serious condition. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.